What do green lawns and concrete have in common? While one is arguably more aesthetically pleasing, both have the effect of reducing biodiversity in outdoor spaces. To address nutrient leaching and reduce pollinator activity, researchers across the country are working with citizens to understand and adopt alternatives.
So a flowering lawn combines turf grass, but then integrates low-growing flowers. So those can provide forage resources, nectar, and pollen for honeybees and native bee pollinators. So it's a way of increasing biodiversity while still getting a lot of the same benefits that lawns provide.
That's Hannah Raymer, a PhD candidate at the University of Minnesota. She recently presented research at a conference in Salt Lake City on the success of flowering lawns.
People were overwhelmingly supportive. 97% of people supported flowering lawns in parks.
Raymer says flowering or other forms of alternative lawns can provide aesthetic value while also helping ecosystems retain much-needed soil and water resources. In Moab, Utah, an effort known as Bee-Inspired Gardens is encouraging more native and flowering plants.
You know, we have over 900 native bee species in our state.
Rosalind Brain McCann is an associate professor in sustainable communities at Utah State University. She says more than a dozen bee boxes have been donated by Bee Inspired Gardens to support the unique bee populations found only in Utah.
The USDA Bee Lab recently did a workshop down here and said that the southern half of Utah has more bee diversity than the entire eastern U.S. east of the Mississippi.
Brain, McCann, and Raymer say community outreach and engagement are necessary components for changing the outlook on traditional landscapes and promoting bee-friendly environments. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.